The most important aspects of the anatomy and embryology in the bovine uterus are that the cervix, the uterus, and the vagina all come from the Mullerian or paramesonephric duct. The vestibule and the vulva both come from the cloaca. One part of the clinical examination of the cow is the history. Is it available? Is it accurate? It may aid in your examination, but should not prejudice you in your findings. For example, what is the calving date? What is the breeding date? Is this cow a repeat breeder? Is she being examined for anestrus? Was she exposed to a bull? Was she born a twin? And what's the cow's temperament? What is the age of the cow? A visual examination of the cow can help you look at the conformation, the udder, and look for vulvar discharge. Currently, rectal palpation is the fastest, cheapest, most accurate, and easiest technique to accurately assess the condition of the uterus. We would suggest that you use the opposite hand with which you write. Since you cannot palpate now anyway, you may as well train your other unskilled hand to be more useful. Landmarks for rectal palpation in the cow are the pelvic floor and the iliac shafts. The cervix is an 8 to 12 centimeter by 4 to 6 centimeter structure on the pelvic floor and consists of cartilage, which gives it a very firm feeling, something like a turkey net. It is always firm and on the pelvic floor. The broad ligament is a sheet of tissue extending from the uterus and ovaries to the body wall. It may be at about a 45 degree angle or almost ventral. You need to identify this structure. Other structures that may be palpable are the external iliac artery, pelvic lymph nodes, the rumen, the cecum, the bladder, and the kidney.